Well, hey, folks, welcome. And we're back again every day to give you guys the latest world news and health research. So welcome to the Broers Show, my friends. I was on the Hagmann Report last night, Hagmann Show. Great show. Me and Doug went on a plethora of different topics, including what's going on with these tariffs, which we'll cover today as well, and a whole host of other good nutrition topics. You're making one of those too, aren't you?
You know, it's just one of those.
It was a late night for me.
I got to get a little boost this morning. I'm putting a purple stick in on it, having some protein shake.
Yeah.
Apparently, people like it when we do this on the air.
Well, everybody's always curious about it. There we go.
Are you just throwing things
out?
Well,
you know, I'm trying to keep inventory together, so I need to finish this box off. But yes, we're here, guys, bringing you the latest news. If you need anything, email us or call us. The brain food, magnesium brain foods. I need some of that right now. Magnesium brain food. I was talking about it with Doug last night, and he was saying that was one of his favorite products that we manufacture because it helps out so much with brain fog. He was talking about the exact same thing with it. And, you know, also, too, you know, start with a low dose on it. See how you feel and work your way up. I don't know if some people can tolerate real high doses of it.
I take a big dose.
Some people just need a little bit of it. And so it all depends because, I mean, it's a really strong product. The L-theanine, magnesium, is something that is amazing. And I'll talk about it a little bit again more today. But, yeah, I need a little wake up. Those late night 11 p.m. shows.
You're dragging.
Yeah. Then I got back and then I was hungry. So then I made eggs. Well, I made eggs. I got back on the computer to look what was going on again with the futures. And then sure enough, the alarm goes off to get up in the morning. So I'm here with you guys. Got more purple sticks if you need them. Got a whole batch in. And you guys stay strong and healthy. And what's the first topic you want to cover today, Buzz? I got a whole host of different topics.
Well, you know, Kelly Clarkson. I'm going to start off with American Idol winner of 2002. It's on 23 years ago.
A long time ago with her.
You know, she basically is coming out now and doing a big endorsement for the LGBTQ lesbian groups. Now, the lesbians are really, 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 really having fun with this because they think it's great that she's actually going in and basically supporting them. And so they've got a huge lesbian following now of Kelly Clarkson. Now, you know, Kelly Clarkson is worth about $50 million.
Is she worth that much, though?
Yeah. Yeah. And she's very, very successful. I think she's probably – she and what's the other girl, the Christian girl, who also sings How Great Thou Art, Carrie Underwood. They are like the two most successful idols, period. Nobody else even comes close to them. But, you know, but video singer Kelly Clarkson celebrates the beauty of the trans community on the Trans Day of Visibility. Actually makes a big announcement.
What the heck is the Trans Day of Visibility? What does that even mean? Could you please elaborate on that? The Trans Day. So what, they're invisible until this day?
Well, you know, they want to think that they can't be seen because people are basically. Well, here's most people find a man dressed as a woman repugnant.
Well, yes, okay. But we still see them, and we acknowledge the fact that they are repugnant.
You notice that the men are fighting in women's sports and doing women's sports.
I saw that.
But the women don't go into men's sports.
Ever.
Ever. They don't pretend like they're a man. And there was a fencer, I got to give her credit, she takes a knee. A woman fencer takes a knee in protest, refuses to face a trans opponent. This is a man. You know, women's fencer Stephanie Turner, and I want to congratulate you, Stephanie Turner. Well done. I refused a match against a transgender opponent at the Cherry Blossom Open in unbelievably horrible liberal Maryland. And I love Maryland, but it's too liberal up there.
Donald takes a knee.
Yeah. And and instead of just giving her a loss, they
disqualified
her because she refused to fight a man. Now, look at this little beta male walking up there. It looks like he's about to cry. Now he's a little sissy boy.
You're not going to fight this man? Oh, we could disqualify you. And then he got this stinking whatever it is comes over. And by the way, when I pulled up this article yesterday, they said this dude right here that's talking to her that's all mad that she's basically kneeling down. He was in the men's class.
Of course he was.
Last year, he has been in the men's class, has continued to be in the men's class until he decided he wanted to be a girl this year and compete in the female class. God, this is absurd.
It's almost hard to believe we're talking about this. Because, you know, I remember one time I was at a bakery, a German bakery, and they had a tranny come in wearing a little hoo-hoo dress or whatever you call it. And, you know, and you could tell that he was obviously seriously mentally ill. And and they were trying to encourage him, you know, to be who he was, et cetera. This is 10, 15 years ago. And nowadays it's just out in the public and these guys want to dress like women, act like women, talk like women, and fight women, apparently. And I don't know if he could have beaten her. I don't know if he's a good – he may have been placed last in the men's division.
Oh, I guess, yes. I remember that's that one swimmer.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like the bottom rank of the men's swimming division. And all of a sudden he goes to the female. He goes, oh, I gave her my best in this new class, in this new female class, and I'm excited to be here. I'm tired of just beating these women up.
I got to go. I had to shave three times today. My testosterone is so high.
I don't have the video in front of me, but South Park did a huge spoof on this a while back ago. Oh, my gosh. They did a spoof on it. It was funny. It was one of the old pro wrestler Randy Savage decided he wanted to compete in the women's boxing class now. And he comes in. He's covered in veins, about 250 pounds. He goes, yeah, I'm glad to be here today. I'm gonna roll up these women. I'm gonna smoke all of them. I'm gonna just beat all of them. And everybody's like, "Are you sure you're a woman?" He goes, "Oh, I'm a female now. It's got a little beard." It's South Park. See, you know how crude it gets.
Well,
it was just I couldn't help myself. Like,
I try not to watch South Park.
Yeah, things, some of the clips on it are just
some of them are funny.
I can't help.
Now I'm gonna have to watch that. Oh, by the way, Maine now gets a final warning on males and female sports. I give Trump good credit for this. Now here's the problem, though. He's using the U.S. Department of Education to do so that he's getting rid of. So that's interesting.
How's that work out?
Yeah, I don't know. Because once he gets rid of it, then how are they going to control this?
Well, I will wait to see if they actually fully dissolve the Department of Education. There is a lot of money that runs through that for it to get
the U.S. Department of Education issued a final warning to the state of Maine, telling it to agree to protect female sports or suffer cuts in federal spending. I wonder why they haven't done this in Maryland. On March the 12th, the federal department's Office for Civil Rights sent a letter notifying the Maine Department of Education that its policies and practices violate Title IX rules by allowing males to partake in physical and female sports. Title IX prohibits discrimination based on sex in any education program or activity that receives federal funding. The OCR proposed a resolution agreement on March 19th detailing corrective actions, including banning males from female sports. Good for them. However, the Maine Department of Education has taken no action to protect women and girls from discrimination in sports or intimate spaces, the federal agency said on a March 31st statement. You know, I don't know. They're going to lose educational funding, but they're going to get done. The whole Department of Education is getting dumped anyhow. But now what they might be doing, instead of the Department of Education basically deciding who gets what, they're going to start giving money to states just through, you know, and not let the states decide what they're going to do. That way up in Maine, everybody can go ahead and go gay. Have fun with it. They can be Randy Savage coming out with a big beard.
I can't pull the video, but I was going to post it.
But you got to remember, this all goes back to the ancient Canaanite religions. It really does. It goes back to the people, you know, thousands of years ago being instructed by the fallen angels to basically tell women they're men they're women, and basically changing sexes to create hermaphrodites to worship their gods. It's pagan rituals is what this is.
I got to do it. I got to show the scene.
Oh,
I got to show it.
How's the language?
I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. Just viewer beware on this one. I got to do it. Let's see the sound here. I don't think I have the sound. Where'd it go? Oh, no. Oh, there it is.
How do you feel about that?
This is funny.
Just so many amazing women.
Is this Randy Savage?
No, you'll see.
Now, this is the first year that a trans woman is in the competition. How do you feel about that?
Amazing. I feel honored to be a part of history. I have a lot of incredible trans friends who are athletes, and so we're all inspired. This woman's competing.
Uh-huh. And have you actually ever met Heather Swanson?
No, I've never competed against her before, no.
She's not exactly your average trans athlete.
Well, what is an average trans athlete? Honestly, I find that kind of bigoted, David.
Okay. Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Miss Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
And is it correct you just started identifying as female 2 weeks ago?
I'm not here to talk about my transition.
I can't help it, though. I had to put it up there.
Okay, Todd, we got to edit out there. It's audio only at 10:08, 10:09. Man. Thanks, Todd. Sorry about that, guys. We have children watching the show. We didn't know that was going to happen. I kind of was a little bit hesitant to run that one, so... But let's go back to Benjamin Netanyahu. Oh,
my bad.
Benjamin Netanyahu said years ago, supposedly, now, this is being disputed. Now, I did hear him say it, but it was in Hebrew, so I don't really know what he was saying, and it was being interpreted, so I'm not sure if it was corrected properly. It says, Netanyahu once said, America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry. That's pretty crazy. Now the golden
calf sounds about like what they.
Well, now the alleged quote by the Israel prime minister, supposedly recorded in 1990, first appeared in the 29 article online. Now the crazy part about this is that, you know, when they talk about the fattened calf, the golden calf, they're saying basically it's there to be sacrificed.
Right.
And you know, it says American was recorded in 1990 saying this. You know, he says America is a golden calf, and we will suck it dry, chop it up, and sell it off piece by piece until there's nothing left but the world's biggest welfare state that we will create and control.
That's a quote from Netanyahu?
They're saying he didn't say it. Some are saying that he did say it. So you guys pick it for yourself. In late 2023, rumors spread online claiming the Israeli prime minister had said this. You know, so now what do we say about this? How do we feel about this? I don't know. I guess if you're a big supporter of Israel, you're not going to believe any of this. But then you need to watch the USS Liberty and the sacrificing of liberty and see what you think about all of that. Because quite frankly, it gets kind of crazy. Now, there's another good article here. Now, this is a current article. It says why Netanyahu thinks America is stupid. There you go. That's interesting, isn't it? The United States has provided Israel with a military means of diplomatic cover it needs to defeat Hamas in Gaza. By the way, they already had the military means to do that, while devastating the livelihood of more than 2 million Palestinians and what qualifies as war crimes. The Biden administration has covered for Israel at the United Nations and lied about it. Its denial of having obstructed a mere statement of the UN Security Council call for its ceasefire makes it look foolish, disingenuous, and weak. Washington stood alone among the members of its council in its opposition to the consensus on a ceasefire. Now, what's interesting about this is when you're starting to look what's happening here with Gaza and with Israel, you know, it's something that we have to just ask ourselves a question. Is it really worth killing all these people and murdering and killing all these women and children? And the answer is crazy. And it says, you know, and one of us has to ask this, is this in the U.S. national interest? The short answer is no, none of it, not a zilch. Indeed, the ensuing grave humanitarian crisis and deepening hatred for Israel and its enablers in the region is beyond damaging to the U.S. credibility and national interest. Now, what's happened here also in the United States, because of this, we're having all of these massive protests, Austin, against Israel on college campuses. We discussed this yesterday in detail,
yeah,
you know, on what Israel was doing as far as pushing our Congress and pushing Donald Trump to put even sanctions against organizations like Harvard University because people are protesting what's happening in Gaza. So, again, we have to ask ourselves a question. Why did this happen? The reason this happened is simply this, the Scofield Reference Bible. That's it. We have so many evangelicals that support Israel in the United States that the United States population in general has become tolerant of this. Because the Scofield Reference Bible says if you curse Israel, you're cursed. We've got to bless Israel to be blessed. And since we've started doing that in the 40s, how's that worked out for us?
They're our greatest ally.
Well, they're the number one homosexual destination in the world.
Right. But granted, you also have the flip side of what they've done is this calculated, you know, controlled opposition with a lot of these kids and paid protesters that they're giving money out to through these different, you know, NGOs to go vandalize and be vikes. I mean, you've got to have, but see, they needed an excuse to protest. They need another side, an opposition side to justify what they keep doing. Oh, you guys are protesting us in Israel, what we're doing. Well, now you're not going to be shut up. Now you can't protest. When the protesters get more mad, then they do more violence. It's always back and forth.
Well, remember what Otto Kahn said? He said, we control both sides of the narrative. They've got to have that yin and that yang.
People are asking us, and we had on the show about the whole thing with Putin and the queer Zelensky and the European Union and the United States and all this stuff with this Ukrainian-Russian conflict. And I said, Lockheed Martin and Raytheon have not deemed it so to quit this war. They need another couple hundred billion dollars injected into their companies and basically more weapon systems that they need to disperse. That's what it is. They don't make money unless there's war, so there's always going to be continued war. And when they start, you got to understand, the main top five weapons contractors pretty much run the Pentagon with DARPA and the deep state. They pretty much run the Pentagon. I mean, that's how it works. And so they haven't deemed it so yet, and now we've got these terrorists that honestly are going to be pretty beneficial in a lot of cases.
Long term
front end, we're going to bite some stuff down, you know. And he said the White House calculation, every 4% increase in tariffs is leading to 1% rise in import good prices. These are how the numbers are starting to be calculated. And one thing about this here is when you start looking at a lot of these countries, some of these countries, I mean, there was one, I think it was, where was it here? It was Vietnam. Vietnam, then 90% tariffs on us. Anything we bring into Vietnam, 90% tariffs on it. And now we're bumping ours up to 46. We basically halved everything. And some of these countries, I'm just obsessed. I mean, China's got a 67% import tariff on them.
Yes.
67%.
So if you buy a Mercedes, like a G-Wagon, yeah, an AMG G-Wagon for $200,000.
You want to import over to China.
It's going to be $300,000 to China.
Right.
Yeah.
But they bring it to everything over here. It's almost free trade.
And that's why a lot of people were buying these Mercedes, especially when they made diesel GLs, et cetera, and they were flipping them into China, and they were making $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 in profit and still making money when they got them to China after the tariffs, because the costs were so high. So they were selling the used ones over there, which helped to bypass some of these import tariffs on new cars.
Exactly, because if it was new, it got hit with a much higher tariff going in. So after it was 6 months old, they were able to export it.
Well, what happened is the United States used to be the manufacturing hub of the world.
Yeah.
And we could produce products less than anybody, less than China, less than Japan, less than anybody.
Yep.
And so we basically had the ability to go into a country and pretty much undercut them with anything we built here as far as pricing, and have basically the same quality except for maybe automobiles in the very beginning. And so what happened is these other countries started putting these massive tariffs on us, so they could not compete with our cheap products coming into their countries, which reduced the amount of products they were producing in their own countries, which caused them to have a dependence on foreign products. And so what they did, they wanted to reduce the amount of stuff coming into America, and they wanted to be able to fund their own countries with the tariffs that were coming in. Well, then what happened is they started putting Europe, all of them, VAT taxes, all these.
Oh, European Union's almost 40% on us.
I know.
Yeah.
No, and
that's why if you see a Corvette or a Z06 over in Europe, you know somebody spent some money to get it over there. I mean, serious money to get it over there. And now we've got these reverse tariffs that they're doing, and you're 100% right. One thing this is going to do now is a lot of these major corporations like Ford and stuff, they're probably going to start bringing a lot of the manufacturing process back to the United States now, because they've exported down to Mexico for years.
Because it was so much cheaper, because the tariffs are beneficial. In fact, J.D. Vance says on Liberation Day, the tariffs for the first time in decades, we have an American president saying no more to the U.S. being the world's piggy bank.
There you go.
That's why did Benjamin Netanyahu say we were the golden fattened calf they were going to cut up and slice up. You know, when the United States is giving Israel almost $150 billion in aggregate, that's crazy. They got to be, and I hate to say this, but when you go to Israel and you start talking to them about God or about Jesus or about Christianity, they get really mad. I've done it, been there, seen that, exposed to it. And if you try to proselytize a Jew who's over there, who's not a Christian, they will put you in jail and arrest you and beat you if they find out what you've done. Just let you know that. In case you think this is all happy, happy over there. And they really dislike Americans over there, especially the Chabad, you know, Kabbalist group over there that does it, the Hasidic Jews. They really dislike the people who are Christians. You think, well, they're not all like that. Okay, they may not all be like that, but the ones that I talked to over there were like that. So it was interesting.
My thing is this. All, capital A, all. Foreign aid needs to stop to all countries until we get our budget underlined, period.
Yeah.
It's in this tariff aspect. The one thing they're saying now, we'll see if they follow through with this, is they're supposed to be restructuring IRS now as far as the income tax bracket with these tariffs now once they get this stuff in place.
That'll never happen. And the reason for that, we maybe have a little bit of relief on it, but it's not going to the little bit of money you're going to save with IRS is going to be massively increased with the amount of people. What's going to happen, these tariffs are going to be put on the American population.
Okay,
so now if you buy a car that's got parts made in Germany or parts made in China or whatever, that car now is going to go up 15-20%. Well, now you just pay another 15-20% in income tax.
However, what this can do is, though, and I talked to my buddy about this yesterday, a lot of this is going to be doing now is this is setting up the negotiation tactics.
Yeah, well, here we go. Let me read what he says. Vance said when asked about the importance of the presidential announcement on Wednesday, he says, quote, "We absorb all of the ridiculous trade practices and economic practices of friend and foe alike. For the first time in probably 40 years, actually it's closer to 100 years, we have an American president who's saying no more, that it's not going to work, and he's not going to allow America to be taken advantage of, in other words, the golden calf. This decision is going to cause incredible benefits for American workers. It will in the long term. You've already seen a number of American manufacturers, a number of foreign manufacturers are saying they're going to build or expand plants in America. That means more workers with good middle class jobs. That means more self-sufficiency in the United States of America. Again, it can't happen unless you have a president who fights back against these ridiculous trade practices. Finally, we have a president who's doing exactly that. Vance's interview with Breitbart came as President Trump in the Rose Garden event at the White House on Wednesday unveiled a wide-scale reciprocal tariffs on every country worldwide. And he's right. There's no reason they can have a 90% tariff on us and we can't have a 90% tariff on them.
We're not even doing that. We cut the reciprocal tariffs in half. So yeah. We're not even matching them, and everybody's freaking out about it. I mean, but one thing this is going to do, though, and this is what my buddy told me is in the market yesterday, this is going to bring a lot of these countries back to the negotiating table with tariffs.
Yeah.
Europe charges almost 40%. We're charging them 20. They're going to come back and say, well, we can't afford this 25% of automobiles now. We're trying to import Mercedes.
And you know,
they're going to have to negotiate with us now and come back and say, okay, well, if you drop it down to 10%, we'll come down to 15 or 20% ours.
Well, yeah, here's the interesting thing. You know, you go to Europe and you buy stuff, and you're supposed to get your VAT tax back.
Right.
Value added tax. It's like 25%.
Right.
And so you get there, it's basically get income tax what it is. So you get over there and you buy a pair of boots.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's say you buy a bunch of clothes. And boots. I know Sharon did this one time. You spend, you know, $1,000 on, you know, on souvenirs.
Right.
And now you're supposed to get 20. You've had to pay an extra $250 on those souvenirs.
Right.
Okay. They give you a little VAT slip to go back and get your money back. Right. When you get to the airport, you get to the airport and your flight leaves at 8:30. Well, the tariff place opens up at 11.
Yeah.
You go, well, how do I get my tariffs back? Well, it's just, it doesn't know, you know, well, you have to put it online now. You have to file for it. And we did. We never got a single penny back from any of them.
No.
Not one time did we ever get a VAT tax back after that.
No.
And you're like, but they're closed. You know, well, yeah, we're sorry. Well, all the planes pretty much leave before they open. Yeah, you got that one too. And you're like, this seems wrong. Yep, it is. You know,
the VAT tax office, it's open between 11 and 1 p.m.
You're like, wait, what?
All the flights even the morning are nice.
And if you happen to get there at 11, the line's out the door.
Yeah. And everybody's waiting in line already for the last 4 hours.
So you're like, you know, so I remember one time she's going to buy some clothes over there. And I said, we'll just buy those same clothes in the United States. I said, we're not going to do this. And that's what we did. So it was interesting.
But yeah, but I mean, you're going to see a lot of stuff go up in some cases.
Why do women have to buy so many clothes?
That's a show for another day, my friend. That's not.
I mean, I wear like a black T-shirt every day. Of course, you guys already know that. And plus, it's easier.
I've got like 10 of these.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But, I mean, if they one look good.
I'm not picking on you ladies, but that's just a question I've got. I mean, why?
Well, some people can be cutting back. All the European clothes and high-end clothes, those are all going to be hit with these tariffs too, though. Now.
All those people that like those Louis Vuitton and
all the fancy stuff. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, the thing about it too, though, is like I said, this is going to bring people like the European Union, it's going to bring them to the table now to start negotiating with some of these rates, because it's going to massively hit the EU and a lot of these companies over there. With these tariffs.
China, 67%. We're charging them 34%. And are these the new ones that are coming
out? These are new ones, yeah.
So we're still half.
Oh, so this way, that's what they said. We didn't even match them. We basically took everything and, you know, divided it by two. And so that's where everybody's freaking out. And he goes, can you imagine these numbers that we have?
Well, you see things like Singapore, 10%, 10%, okay. Brazil, 10%, 10%.
We won't go lower than 10%
United Kingdom, 10%, 10%. Okay, that's all right. But when you got one that's 90% and 46%.
Well, a ton of clothes come out of Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's it. But we try to send anything else to Vietnam.
Oh, and 90%. One more thing he started to do now, and I like this a lot. This is going to be interesting, because he's actually going to go in now and stop the – There's an old thing that said that if you bring in something out of China that's under $800, you don't have to spend any. They don't have to pay any import tariffs on it. And so Trump said that we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to charge a 33% tariff on it, regardless, or a minimum of $25. You know, when people bring stuff in, and now they're saying there's literally billions and billions of mail parcels coming in, and now they're saying that, you know, it's going to be one of those things that all these different parcels are going to be taxed now, which is going to massively increase the amount of money coming into the United States Treasury for this. But I actually like that, because quite frankly, that'll help to ease up the mail that's coming in, and, you know, make it easier for us to get product shipped to people, Austin.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now that may actually help with it. I was talking to Rich about that earlier, with some of the shipping stuff that we're experiencing and some of the problems that we've been fighting overall. And so, again, I really think that we're going to have some good changes, hopefully, because at the end of the day, this stuff had to change. This whole what we're experiencing right now with the post office, it is not sustainable as far as their shipping, their handling, what they've been doing. It doesn't work at all. And so this something had to change drastically, because this isn't going to – gosh, dude. And this is why I put together the Express Shipping VIP package for everybody that wants to get on that. spend a few extra bucks, get your stuff second day air, next day air, 3 day select, wherever range you're in, as far as part of the country, you get right to the front of the line and you get your stuff very, very quickly. But it's, we did that for a reason, guys. It's for you. It does, it costs me more money, but it gets product to people while we're in the middle of this priority mail nuisance right now.
By the way, Trump, here, I'm going to read you this. Trump shuts down major online shopping loophole and blow to bargain hunters as sweeping tariffs take effect. Donald Trump signed an executive order under his Liberation Day plans that charges a 30% tax on orders under $800 for foreign retailers. This is very important. A move that could change the face of online shopping forever. The president spent Wednesday's unveiling his sweeping plans. Now, it says initially overshadowed by the broader tariff announcement and executive order that closes what's known as the de minimis loophole, a century-old trade law that allows imports valued under $800 totally duty-free, provided they are shipped directly to individual buyers. That's why you get these packages out of China that cost $1.50 from China, and the post office has to subsidize it. Shutting down this exception could be a death knell to companies like Shein and Temu, which ride from China and Hong Kong. Under the new rule, import valued at $800 will now face either a 30% duty or a $25 per item fee, with the rate set to double to $50 per item after June the 1st. The impact will be huge. U.S. Customs and Border Processing protection over 1 billion shipments per year. A billion, that's 600,000 packages a day, Austin.
That's nuts.
Coming into the United States with these unbelievably low, postal rates. More than 90% of all packages coming to the U.S. now are under minimums, making one of the most biggest shakeups online shopping in years. Now, I really am happy he did this. Trump explained that in the order, the end of the exception is meant as a way to combat China's role in America's synthetic opioid crisis, which makes no sense to me why you would say that. The president, because the CIA is running that, the president initially got rid of the loophole in early February before making a quick U-turn after shoppers complained they were already feeling the pain. However, the delay was only so that the Commerce Department can confirm procedures are in place to process them and collect tariff revenue. Chinese companies had to be increasingly taking advantage of this rule prior to Trump getting rid of it. Chinese exports of low-value packages jumped to $66 billion in 2023, up from $5.3 billion in 2018. Well, I'm going to repeat that. That number's boggling to me. Chinese exports of low-value packages jumped from $66 billion in 2023 from $5.3 billion in 2018, Austin. So that means in 5 years, this is unbelievable. It 1,200% increase. Retail experts say the regular U.S. retailers like Walmart and Amazon who ship items from domestic warehouses face a disadvantage compared to the rivals who ship items directly from China and avoid various import fees. It comes as Wall Street holds its breath ahead of the markets opening for the first day. And, of course, the markets are basically wiping out. It's way down. They're probably going to have to do the plunge protection team here pretty quick. What do you think, Austin?
No, the markets are going to change. I mean, I talked to my one buddy about it yesterday. Everybody's expecting a nice big blood waterfall for the next few days, even going into next week. A lot of people are going to be moving stuff around. But at the end of the day, this will end soon. And a lot of times this stuff is knee-jerk reactions and people are following the trends.
And remember, a lot of this stuff with Wall Street was all based on the easy COVID money and all the money being pushed to the government with all this trillions in deficit.
I'm going back to this article right now. 24 states, primarily liberal states, are unbelievably mad and suing HHS over the cancellation of the billions in COVID-era funding that has now been revoked. Listen to this. The states in the suit state that the foreseeable end of the COVID-19 pandemic is not a lawful basis to terminate the funding. Wait. So the money you're getting for COVID pandemic that doesn't exist anymore, canceling that funding to your state because COVID is over, is not a lawful basis to terminate it.
What?
No, this is how crazy the suit is here. The HHS decided to pull back $12 billion in funding. They're saying without cause. Government officials said ending the grants and agreements were done because they were issued for a limited purpose to alleviate the effects of the pandemic. Defendants have never alleged, much less demonstrated, any failure by fund recipients to comply with the applicable terms. Nor did Congress, listen to this, nor did Congress limit the funding at issue here to the period of the COVID-19 emergency. So Congress passed a bill for COVID pandemic money to be delivered out to the states. But Congress didn't limit the funding to be issued only under the period of the COVID-19 emergency. So these states now, again, as we've seen, a lot of them are getting between $150 to $300 million a year just on a line item for COVID support. And the thing is now, it was open-ended. They could use it for anything for any extended period of time. And now these states are unbelievably mad. And primarily it's like Delaware, Connecticut, California. You get the drift as far as where these states are going. And they're saying now that the court has to rule in favor of them. And basically they deserve their money back. The $12 billion that HHS designated through Congress for COVID-19 pandemic problems, they want that money back because, well, there shouldn't be an end to it at any point in time. It sounds to me like somebody's getting really big slush fund checks.
Zig Ziglar said it this way. You know, Zig was a friend of mine. In fact, I dedicated my first book to Ziglar, Maximum Energy. He said it this way. He said, if you want a cripple, give him a crutch.
There you go.
And he called it the loser's limp. He said, you see a football player running to catch a pass. You got a wide receiver. And he runs and runs and runs and runs. And he trips and falls right before he catches the pass. And he gets up limping.
Yeah.
And that way everybody go, oh, poor boy. No wonder he couldn't catch the ball. He's hurt. He's hurt. You know? And so that gives him the loser's limp. He limps back to the sidelines. Of course, two plays later, he's back in at full speed again. Yeah. He's like, well, I guess it wasn't much of a limp. And he said, if you really want a cripple, give him a crutch. Then they find out real quick they can use that crutch all the time. George Costanza.
Yep.
Remember that on Seinfeld? You know, he got that little wheelchair. So he was a handicap. He got his own bathroom, everything. And he got his own little office. He got to go to sleep under the bed, under the desk. It was great.
Now one thing, though, he's a ball player. He did. It may have been a cramp. It could have been a cramp because he didn't have enough magnesium.
That's a really good segue.
But that could have been it. He may not have actually broke it.
Use the magnesium glycinate capsules more for that than that.
Yeah, this is mainly for the brain.
Yeah.
And the glycinate's a little bit cheaper,
too. I take them both every day.
Do you take both?
I take them both. Yeah, I take them both.
Well, this one has a little bit of glycinate in it. You know that, right? It's got 200
that.
Mgs of glycinate.
Well, there you go.
Mixture.
Yeah.
And then it's got a gram of the theanate.
But after that, for cramps, the glycinate's great. Yeah, it really, really, really is.
But you're right, though. You want a cripple, give them a crutch. Mm-hmm. Keep giving them a crutch until they demand that you. Now they're mad that they're not getting the money anymore for the pandemic that doesn't exist anymore. Because you know why? Money's fungible. That $300 million that they're getting every year in federal funds, that money's been allocated.
Why do you think these liberal states are still pushing masks?
That way they can justify it.
We still have the pandemic. You help us.
That's exactly
right. Yeah. Well, by the way, speaking of loser limbs, unearthed FBI chat logs reveal a gag order on Biden's laptop tap expose. FBI threw a gag order on it.
Wow.
That's why nobody would talk about it. That's why they wouldn't get prosecuted. Of course, he's been pardoned for all that now.
Yep.
And I looked at some of the data on that. So many people sent it to me about what was on that laptop. That was some sick stuff. This guy is a real perv. I mean, he's right there. And let me put it this way. The apple didn't fall very far from the tree as far as from Biden. It really is.
This is a mental candy, kind of funny story, but really the truth. So on the last round of voting in California, L.A. County, the citizens of L.A. decided that, you know, they were going to do something good for humanity. They were going to vote to increase their own sales tax to help out the homelessness in California. Because the hundreds of billions of dollars that are being allocated to all types of other random things that don't exist in California wasn't enough. They want to pay higher sales tax to basically take effect. And shock now is LA consumers, they're almost paying 10% sales tax on top of like 13% income tax on part of like, they have a $2 a gallon higher than the closest state to them on fuel.
So you said
$2 a gallon higher.
So it's 23% taxes, 10% sales tax, 13% income tax. And if you're top bracket, 40% tax bracket. So now you're paying 63 plus. You're almost paying 70% taxes.
Yeah, as soon as you get your money after it's taxed, when you buy something, because everything's got taxed. It's almost 10% sales tax now. So essentially that, you know, $100,000 a year you make, by the time you actually send them,
it's actually higher than that because you got to figure if you're paying 60% in income tax and you make $100,000 and you have $40,000 left, now you go buy a car for $50,000. Now you got to pay another $5,000, which is going to end up being more. It's actually more than income tax because it's not pre-tax income.
And then
income.
When you go to fill the car up, it's not $3 a gallon, it's $5 a gallon. I honestly don't know how any average American is living out there. I guess that's why the homelessness is
roommates. Like, they have roommates.
Three, four, five roommates.
They have four or five people living in a house or an apartment, yeah. And that's how they're doing it because the rent out there is out through the roof.
No, it's nuts.
Wow.
Now they have higher sales tax and they voted for it. This reminds me of when Tampa Tampa decided, you know what? We're putting it on the ballot. We're going to raise your sales tax in Hillsborough County to help out with the roadways that we can't ever seem to fix.
Polk County did it, too.
Vote for it, though.
No, Stinky County Commissioners did.
Yeah, we didn't vote for it. They actually allowed the constituents in Tampa and Hillsborough County to vote for their own sales tax increase, and they did. And they voted for it. And now they're like, why are we paying more sales tax?
The roads are horrible in Tampa.
And the thing is, a lot of this stuff is all federal money as far as with roadways.
I was on a road there the other day. I hit a pothole. I didn't know if I was going to hit the bottom of it. It just kept falling. I felt boom. Suddenly I have to go back to the dealership, and I got a busted right rear rim.
Oh, yeah. That's like pickup trucks. Yeah, I can't imagine having like a low profile, like a CA or something.
And that's an 8-lug rim.
Yeah.
It's able to tow. It was standard equipment for General Motors. That's cracked.
Now, this is a positive note on a health topic. Now, multiple states are moving to ban the use of food stamps for soda. So the U.S. Health and Agriculture Secretaries have expressed support. I've said this for a long time. Sodas are the number one purchased item from food stamp participants. Soda, the number one purchased item.
They'd be buying a chicken.
Well, it's not even food. I get it. If somebody's having financial issues, if they've got kids, if they need issues with like WIC or food stamps, I get it. But it needs to be food. It needs to be food that's sustainable. It's going to keep you healthy and alive. Soda is the absolute opposite. Soda increases gastrointestinal problems, increases non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, increases cavities. All it does is cause problems, which causes more health issues in individuals that are already lower income and are fighting to try to keep bills paid. So, again, this should already been removed off here. I've never agreed with SNAP being able to allow sodas. It needs to be very good essential food that people can actually stay sustained on. Sodas are not them. Quite frankly, all they do is contribute to obesity. Everybody I've talked to that's had weight problems, I say, first thing you do, don't change your diet. Just cut sodas out. Cut the 7, 8, 9 sodas out a day.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Done. First week, first month, they're already down 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds. First month, first 2 months, they keep losing weight just cutting out soda. So, again.
Now, I'm going to read you. This is an interesting article since we're talking about health again.
Yeah.
And forgive me if that's a terrible segue, but I want to cover this today. This is about bariatric surgery again. And this is Daily Mail, and it said this lady went in and lost 130 pounds in 2 years. She signed up for what's bariatric surgery by making her stomach smaller. You know, it's called a gastric sleeve. The problem they don't tell you is they have all kinds of health problems associated with it. She's from New Zealand. She currently lives in Australia. She's been a lot of some surprising and uncomfortable changes that have happened. And she starts talking about she lost weight in places that she didn't want to lose weight, number one. And, of course, she got stretch marks to lose skin. Then she had to have surgery to remove all of the loose skin. And then she started having all kinds of health problems, started losing hair. And then she said her hands and feet were permanently cold. She was always freezing. And so she started taking a jacket with her everywhere she went. According to her shivers, Emma says she's lost a lot of hair while losing the weight. Okay, so all of this stuff's happening, and you know, and so you start to look at this, you start to go, wow, is this common? Yes, it is very, very common. I have a friend of mine who had gastric sleeve surgery done. I want to read you this. So she uses Health Masters products now, and I sent her this article this morning, and she goes, that's an interesting story. Definitely hits home since I had a sleeve. The only thing they shared in nutrition classes before we had the surgery is that we have to be on vitamins because we wouldn't be able to eat the amount of food every day for proper nutrition. But there's an added challenge they did not discuss. There's less digestive juices in my smaller stomach.
Okay.
It's not there to make acid anymore.
Right.
Your stomach's a quarter of the size as it was. It can only make
so
a quarter of the acid.
So much.
Yeah. And the only thing that has worked, basically, to make me feel better is your powdered vitamin protein powder, powder multiple. That's not, I don't know where it is. The powder, she's been taking the powder multiple, felt it immediately. She said,
powder multiple.
She says, pills are not just adequate. It takes forever in the small stomach to break them down. That they don't work. Over the past 2 years, I've tried all the supplements I could find on the market. Every over-the-counter brand, I resorted to children's gummies, but they're so full of sugar and still not enough nutrients. Okay? She goes, she said, from now on, she's going to be on the automatic shipment to have it sent to her house on a monthly subscription. She goes, know about it, doubt about it, no customer. She says, I'm a customer for life, for better quality of life, a must that I cannot do without. The difference is how I feel is too extreme. I'm not going to go back to fatigue and brain fog. She feels great now.
Good.
Plus, the collagen is helping my hair grow back. She's taking the protein for collagen. Yeah. And I'm so happy about that. And oddly enough, see, remember what happens? You don't produce enough gastric juice to digest the protein properly. And so what ends up happening, you have protein deficiency, and without that, hair starts coming out. And secondly, she was having a real problem being cold all the time. Here's what she says. She goes, I'm not as cold now as I was. I wonder if that had something to do with the vitamin deficiency. And I said, yes, that's all due to circulation.
Yep.
If you don't have enough vitamin E and omega-3 fats in your diet because your body can't process it because the stomach's been removed or cut down by three quarters, you can't get the blood to circulate properly, and you start having to be a lot more cold. Plus, remember, when you do lose a lot of body fat like that, you will lose, you know, start getting colder, period. But you've got to have circulation in your extremities, and without the proper nutrients, particularly vitamin E, that circulation will decrease. So if you are doing something that's requiring, that's making you lose a lot of weight, make sure you take the powdered multiple. Because what happens is a lot of times people get hungry and they start craving foods because they have a nutrient deficiency. Now, this is very important. I've never talked about this on the show before. And so they start having these binges. I'm really, really hungry. You see with women who get pregnant, they start craving pickles, they start craving this, or they start craving that, because their body's craving specific nutrients in many cases. And so a lot of times people get hooked up on stuff that they shouldn't be eating, and they start craving it, like high fructose corn syrup or MSG-laden foods. And so they start craving certain foods, they start eating them, and in many cases, you'll see a horse will do it. A horse will start cribbing, and you start chewing on the fence post, trying to get certain minerals out. All of this stuff happens in the human body also when we need nutrients. And a lot of times we start eating and snacking, not necessarily because we're hungry, but because we have a specific nutrient deficiency that our body's trying to compensate for. I'm going to let you guys know, this is one of these things that I've seen happen over and over again. So little by little, you gain that pound the first month, the pound the second month, the 1,000 pound the third month. Well, after 10 years, you gain 120 pounds. And you're looking at yourself like, what the heck just happened? I gained a pound a month for 10 years. I'm 120 pounds overweight like this lady was. And now all of a sudden you go in and get bariatric surgery. What does that do? That decreases the body's ability to absorb the nutrients that you need now to maintain your health. You'll lose the weight all right. But if you still eat a lot of high carbohydrate and high fructose carbohydrate foods, you're going to gain a lot of that weight back anyhow, even with a quarter of your stomach. I'm letting you know that because you'll elevate insulin. The problem is you don't eat enough food any longer unless you eat constantly in order to create enough nutrient density to maintain your health. So you can maintain your life because you're getting the calories in, but your health is going downhill because you start losing the D, the C, all those different nutrients your body needs. There's a reason they're called essential nutrients. There's a reason they're called essential fats. There's a reason they're called essential amino acids. There's certain things your body has to have on an ongoing basis in order to stay healthy. And without them, it can't stay healthy. And our listener here, basically, who got on the powdered multiple, it's completely and totally changed her life, Austin. She was staying sick. She was staying fatigued, brain fog, tired, exhausted all the time. And she said within the first 20 minutes after she took two or three scoops of that powdered multiple.
20 minutes?
20 minutes. She felt it because her body was so depleted of nutrients.
Well, it becomes deficient. Like, there's an article that just came out here. It said the dangers of magnesium deficiency, which I'm sure she was probably running into.
Because
the multiple's loaded with magnesium in it, too. It just doesn't have the magnesium thionate. And it talks about in here what magnesium does. It says, do you suffer? What are the biological effects of magnesium deficiency? And it talks about here the role is that essential enzymatic cofactor is enormous, as its presence is required in more than 300 reactions. Basically, adequate magnesium levels within the body will decrease the chance of dying from anything.
So
it says in this article, this is their words, not mine. In large studies, magnesium has been documented to decrease all cause mortality,
all death rates.
This means that the effect of magnesium is so important in the body that its deficiency makes all disease cells sicker, while its restoration improves the health of all those compromised cells. Although a large body of work has looked at the effects of magnesium and the lessening chance of death from coronary heart disease, some of these studies also show that it decreases the chance of death from anything.
Now go back up to the top up here. I want to show something to you guys, all the way to the very top. Okay, he said, here we go. It's talking about it, and he says, this is what I like about it so much. Probably the single most important property of magnesium in its body is the ability to act as a natural biological antagonist to calcium. That's hardening of the arteries.
Yes.
Are you listening to me? That's hardening of the arteries.
That's the first paragraph.
Yeah. And I saw it when you scrolled by it the first time. Luckily, I speed really fast. As most adults have excess calcium throughout their bodies, it is the reciprocal relationship between magnesium and calcium that makes most people feel the need of regular magnesium supplementation. I'm telling you, we get so much calcium in our water. Don't be drinking mineralized water. Don't do that. There's a book that Paul Bragg wrote years ago, The Shocking Truth About Water. He talks about how mineralized water will actually turn your arteries to stone.
Stone.
You need to read the book. Make of it as you would. I don't care what you agree or not agree. But I know that magnesium is going to help, in my opinion, reduce risk of heart attacks and reduce the risk of atherosclerotic plaquing from calcium building up in the arteries. That's why I take a tablespoon every day.
Well,
and I take about six or eight of the other
ones. But a lot of people don't realize this when you start doing the research. Majority of people that are having issues with osteopenia or osteoporosis, it's not that they don't get enough calcium
in the diet.
It's
the magnesium.
It's that they're not getting enough magnesium in the proper ratio with calcium for the body.
And they're not getting enough D3 with K2.
Yes, in order for their body to utilize the calcium to the bones.
The D3 will make the bone stronger. It will. But it'll also cause arterial calcification if you get too much of it.
Too high doses of it.
That's why the K2 stops that. D3, that's what we use, the K2 D3 in the high dosing 10,000 IU, because it stops the arterial calcification. People don't realize, I never realized, they don't teach this in school, that calcium is a real culprit in cardioarthrosclerotic plaquing and building up of calcium in the arteries. The arteries literally turn to stone. The doctors have cut their doggone gloves doing cardiac bypass surgery because the arteries are so brittle because of the calcium in them. So that you don't want that. That's why chelation therapy is so important. But doesn't it make sense if you'll be taking magnesium every day to prevent the hardening of the arteries, that's the way to do it? Now, one step further, a lot of people are having problems with ED, erectile dysfunction. Just saying. Starts in the 30s in many cases. A lot of it can be related to blood sugar. A lot of it can be related to basically lack of circulation. A lot of it can be related to calcium buildup inside of the arterioles that feed those reproductive organs. So doesn't it make sense that if you keep the magnesium high enough, you keep your arteries clear, you don't have a problem with ED as you get older? Just saying. And that's one of the reasons that the nitric oxide product that we use with HGH stimulate works so well, because it helps to increase blood flow to the organs of the body. That's why HGH stimulate is so critically important if you're having a problem with ED. It really is. That, vitamin E, and zinc. It really, really helps. But if you already had calcification, I suggest you increase your magnesium and start taking our chelation therapy. I really do. Now, I'm not posting that as a cure for ED. Not going to do that. I'm not making any claims here. But what I'm saying, doesn't it make sense if you can increase the circulation to those areas, that's going to help? Because that's what makes you have an erection, if you're basically, you know, having relations with your wife, because it's the circulation that allows that to happen. If you cut that circulation back by filling all these arterioles and arteries, remember, calcium buildup isn't in the major arteries alone. It's in throughout the entire body. It doesn't just happen in the central aortas. It happens in the entire periphery. That's the problem with it. Same thing is true with insulin elevation. Insulin is a salt. I remember that from organic chemistry. And salt causes dehydration of the arteries. If it gets too high, if the insulin goes high, the body has to plaque that with cholesterol to make it lubricate. And when that happens, you start having blockages with that. That's why diabetes and elevated insulin and all the rest of the stuff that people have, their body can't utilize the insulin properly, is the number one cause in elevated blood sugar, a number one cause of diabetic retinopathy, and number one cause of amputations. It's a real problem. Then you get Syndrome X, which is what they use to treat Ozempic, the way they treat it with Ozempica. And that Syndrome X basically means you have elevated insulin and elevated sugar at the same time. And then your body's constantly trying to store that extra sugar as fat. You get thicker and thicker and thicker, and you go, what the heck's going on? Well, then the Ozempica comes in, reduces the insulin. You start to lose weight. But I've seen people repeatedly now, including people that have come on our show and talked about, you know, using Ozempica. One person in particular has gained some of that weight back they lost now. You think, well, you shouldn't be pointing people out for that. I'm not mentioning any names at all. But the point is this. It's one of those things that people need to realize. When you use Ozempica, it's a crutch, Austin. The problem is the diet. The problem of the refined carbohydrates. The problem is alcohol, in some cases, not all cases, or refined carbohydrates or high fructose corn syrup, yep, elevating blood sugar. So I could do a whole show on this.
The problem with Ozempic is that nobody ever discusses when they start taking that why their diet and lifestyle needs to change as well.
Well, and plus it causes suicidal behaviors. I mean, it's this, and it causes all kinds of horrible side effects.
It was a product designed for people that had extreme diabetes.
With extreme insulin elevation. That's exactly right.
And for that, it may work pretty good from the research that I've seen on it. If they're extremely obese and they're having severe issues with Syndrome X, it's something that may work. But just using it because you want to lose weight,
well, now they're calling it diabetes type 3.
Yes, so I saw that.
And some people are saying diabetes type 3 is what causes Alzheimer's disease.
Yep.
So all of this stuff is all interconnected. So you can't just pretend like you don't need to pay attention to your diet. You really need to try to eat clean. You'd be proud of me. I've pretty much cut out Five Guys now.
What?
I did. I haven't eaten there once.
Last time I ate there was with you.
I know. I pretty much stopped.
It's April, though.
for me.
Oh, that's right.
So there's no Five Guys for me for the next 6 months. That just doesn't happen. Five Guys is a winter meal for
sometimes
me.
You just got to cut back on the cheeseburgers.
Sometimes you just got to cut back on the cheeseburgers and go to the chicken and rice and green beans. You know, the thing about it is you'll find, especially if you start eating at home more, you stop spending a lot less money. You start spending a lot less money. Yeah. And, you know, when you go to the store and you buy specific foods and you know what you're going to eat and you divvy stuff up, the time frame to cook it really isn't that big of a deal either. You know, I was talking to Doug about it last night because he's been eating a lot more at home now instead of going out. And I said, not only do you start feeling better, you get your weight under control, you get your blood sugar under control, the time frames, going out to dinner for something nice for a reason, that's great. You know, going out, taking somebody out, going out for dinner, enjoying a nice meal together, fantastic. But doing it every day is a habit of just an ability to consume food.
Yeah,
it's a waste of money.
I know a couple that I knew back 20, 30, 25, 30 years ago. They were spending $4,000 a month back.
Oh,
then.
I remember.
Remember?
That was back in the 90s.
Yeah.
$4,000 a week or a month of food.
A month, yeah. And now both of them are broke.
Yeah.
You know, and I kept telling them, I kept saying, don't do this. This is a waste of money. I mean, we'd go out with them, and our bill would split a meal, and it'd be $40, $50. Their meals would be $200 to $300.
That was 20 years ago.
And that was 20 years ago. And I because, oh, I need extra of this, extra of that. Bring me an extra piece of, you know, of this halibut or extra piece of this, you know, sea bass. And, oh, I don't care. So an extra piece of sea bass is $45. Bring me two. And I'm like, okay.
Even on a cruise ship. Even the cruise ships now have gotten restrictive on the food now with all that stuff because cost has gone up.
The last
cruise I went on last year, they actually had specific dishes that were an upcharge now, especially including like the shrimp and high-end lobster and the steak. They actually, on top of your, because you normally, you know, you
in
go
the general dining hall.
The main dining hall, the formal dining hall where everybody gets dressed up, they have specific stuff on the menu that's actually an upcharge to your account. Because it was the higher end proteins.
Well, they had the fancy restaurants you could go to. You had to pay extra.
Yeah, that was it. But this is the main dining hall that you go to every night. It's supposed to be included in the cruise.
I remember you used to order two or three different entrees.
Oh, I remember on a cruise years ago. I went on a friend's wedding. It was like 2012, 2013, and they're like, "I want five more shrimp cocktails. I need two more filet mignons," and they bring them all out. And the problem is those cruise ships, the food is the biggest expense on those things. All the meat protein that they're carrying in stock down there.
Then I went on that Holland America ship, and I found hair in my food three times.
The problem is that cruise ruined you.
It did.
I know you haven't. But it was too long of a cruise.
It was. But the problem was that, you know, then we had that Norville virus go through, and then the CDC showed up pulling off dead bodies in Miami.
Projectile vomiting on a cruise, I have to say,
Savannah was the worst. Now, my youngest daughter, man, she was running the whole time. It was awful. And I was so happy they were in a different room. You know, I told the sheriff, said, this is it. I'm not doing another cruise. Well, we never did.
See, if you do like a 3 to 5 night cruise, it's not as bad because it's kind of like in and out. You guys, you were on a cruise for like 20 days or something.
Well, we'd saved and saved and saved. We went on a 31-day cruise in South America.
I stand corrected.
So we were gone for over a month.
That was your longest cruise you ever went on, wasn't it?
Never took another one. I mean, that was the end of it.
You ruined yourself.
It ruined us. And the projectile vomitings we got made.
Some of the nice ones are nice. 3 to 4 days, the Caribbean, you get on their scuba dive, relax for a couple days. It's like in Thursday, out Sunday. I like those. 31 days.
It was too long.
Y'all can have that.
I've never been on another cruise.
It's around the world. They're like 80, 90, 120-day cruises where they travel around the world. I'm like, oh, gosh.
Well, a lot of people do that. They blow out their last life savings to do that because they plan on dying on the ship.
What?
They have a refrigerator for the bodies.
I was going to say, I know some people, when they've retired, they've looked at certain specials, and sometimes if you book those cruises in advance, in conjunction, you can actually stay on the cruises for the same price or cheaper than it costs basically for rent and food and everything else as far as here in the United States.
Just keep cruising and cruising. But, you know, one lady, I was reading this last week, she said that this would be her last cruise, and she wrote like a goodbye letter to everybody. She jumped overboard between New Zealand and Australia. Never be seen again. They have a video of her hopping over the side.
The problem
is terrible. It's not a joke. It's terrible. It's terrible. My condolences to the family.
Those waters have some of the highest population of great whites in the entire world. That's not the place where I would jump over.
I remember we were on that ship. That's where we flew the kite, remember?
Yeah.
We were going from Australia to New Zealand. It's like a 3-day trip, right?
And they're big.
And
big sharks down
And we're
there.
Talking big waves. We're in the back. The boat was like a 600-foot boat. And we're behind the boat looking. And these swells are like 75 feet high. Remember that?
Yeah.
And we're like, Man, I hate to fall overboard here. And the ship was pretty good, though. It had pretty good, you know.
The worst, though, that I've looked at some of the videos, is the trip between the tip Argentina and Antarctica.
No, that's dangerous.
There's apparently it's chaotic.
No, that ship we were on that basically had the projectile vomiting. It had a huge wave crash over its stern, almost sank the ship on a prior cruise going down there. And that whole thing was leaky and creaking.
Well, those ships, when they take their ships to go from South America down to Antarctica, they have specific ships that they take down there now.
In fact, when we did that,
yeah.
But it was so rough, we did the inland passes through the islands.
Did you?
They wouldn't do it. They said,
it always makes me wonder what causes that crazy weather down there with the crazy swells from that to Antarctica.
Are you going flat earth here?
I didn't say flat earth. Well, I'm not flat earther. I've just always been curious. That part of the world, it's almost like they're crashing against a giant ice wall.
Oh,
I'm just saying. I don't know.
That's supposedly Antarctica.
It's supposedly Antarctica. I know if you go to Antarctica and you turn left or right, there's an ice wall the entire time.
This is your segment for your flat earth.
Wouldn't it be though? It'd still be a wall if you go around it. It just keeps going.
The thing I understand when Admiral Byrd did that circumnavigation around Antarctica, it was 25,000 miles, and the equator is supposed to be 25,000 miles. Yeah.
I don't know. Admiral Byrd had some wild stuff.
Now, I don't believe in a flat earth. I don't believe in that. But I don't believe it's a round ball either.
All I know is this. I don't believe one stitch of what they've told us about Antarctica. Why do we have 55 different countries' military bases on an ice hinge that's basically
And I talk all about Antarctica on Angel Wars if you guys want to know what's really going on in Antarctica.
I think we need to do an expedition down there. That is a gold mine to go down there before I...
Well, we'll be stopped. We'll be firing across the bow.
I'm not going by myself. We're getting clearance to go down there. We got to get someone contracted.
Oh, they'll shoot you down to protect you.
Yeah. Turn around. Okay. I can't turn around.
This is our mental candy.
I had to joke about it a little bit on here. Be sure, guys, take advantage of the magnesium brain food. Over 15% off right now on sale. Product of the week. You guys know it. You've tried it. It's great. You really want to stack it. Stack it with the purple sticks. I just had one earlier that's definitely got me back.
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. That's right. I took one too.
Yeah.
No wonder we're all geeked up again.
I was dragging after that 11 o'clock show.
I get to work out at 11. So this is exciting.
Yeah. I'm ready to rock.
By the way, this is the last thing Hillary Clinton should ever have done. And this is from Zero Hedge.
This better be some mental candy.
It better come up pretty quick because we're about out of time. It's freezing up on my iPad again. This is the last thing Hillary Clinton should have ever talked about. Presidential loser, unbelievably mean, probably Butch Dyke lesbian. Got to say that again. Loser Hillary Clinton was found to have used a personal email address for government communications. Is definitely a last person should be commenting on the leaked Signal group chat between Trump officials, but she can't keep her mouth shut.
Big mouth.
As we highlighted, the story was a nothing burger. The Democrats desperately needed to jump on, surprisingly, given that they had nothing to talk about. But the most hilarious development to come out of that is Hillary mounting her high horse and declaring how sacred national security materials are. Clinton had the audacity to splurge her mind matter all over the New York Times opinion page, shamelessly proclaiming, "It's not the hypocrisy that bothers me, it's the stupidity." Whoa, wait a minute. You, high coven witch, according to Larry Nichols, used to go to your coven every 6 weeks in California doing your weird stuff and got to sacrifice a rabbit to Moloch, which you talked about in your emails. You're really going to talk to us about what you're going to do and how stupid people are. I am so glad you're out of national politics, and I'm so glad you got beaten in 2016. That would have been a nightmare for the United States of America had you won. You and the Rose Law Firm and all those people that mysteriously died under your administration.
I got to ask a $1 million question, though, to Pam Bondi. What happened to the Epstein files a month ago? The last articles are 35 days, 34 days, 40 days. I can't seem to get a stitch information updated after that redacted boondoggle that the FBI produced. Just throwing it out there. Everybody always keep asking questions and putting stuff out there.
Well, the American population has remember, we have all this other stuff popping up in front of us, and we got to close.
I'd like to remind you guys certain things that happened.
Remember, I told you they weren't going to release the files and give us the real names.
Full redacted nothing burger.
Too many judges, too many congressional leaders, and too many friends of Jeffrey Epstein.
Allegedly. Well, go from there. You guys have a strong, safe, healthy, amazing, fantastic, prosperous night. Be sure to stock up on the supplements and kits that we have on sale. Call us if you need anything. And also, be sure to look at the updated kits that we have, like the 3-pack GHI cleanse. I told you that'll be going on for a few more days. So I get more inventory coming in. And on top of that, the ultimate focus stacker, the purple sticks, and that tension factor. That's a really good ultimate focus stacker.
You can tell by how geeked up we are now. By the way, I got to pray for you this morning and last night. And it's always a blessing to do so. Remember, you keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. For he is the finisher and the author and the perfecter of our faith. I love you guys. Have a great evening.
See you guys.